this day, this message needs to be preached. And so I need you to pray. The devil, I really believe that it's the devil that's got it in my throat. I really believe that. You said, preacher, you're crazy. Well, tell me something I don't know. But yet, I know a little about that. So if I seem to struggle a little bit today, y'all can pray extra hard. And if I don't get cleared up, I'll know y'all can't get one through. Amen. I'm just kidding. Ephesians chapter number 6, please. Ephesians chapter number 6. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 10. If you're familiar with your Bible, you know very well what I am preaching. And I had a simple title, but this came into my heart, actually my mind, a while ago. And I'm going to preach today on Satan's plan, but the Savior's protection. Satan's plan, but the Savior's protection. And so let's read in verse number 10. The Bible says, finally, my brethren. Now we understand that Paul is writing to the believers of Ephesus. This is one of the church epistles. This book is written to us, to the church. I know it was written to the people of Ephesus, but it is written to believers. It's written to those that are born again. Amen. So this is for us. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. As for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let's pray together. Our most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, we approach your holy throne in the name of Jesus. Lord, we realize that this is a message that's going to stir up the God of this world. And Lord, it's going to fight harder. So Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus that you'd remove every demonic spirit that may be around us. Every opposing force, we pray, Father, by the blood of Christ, you draw it back. And I ask you, Lord, that you touch my heart, my mind, my throat, and my mouth, and enable me to preach this message. And Lord, I cannot do it unless you do it through me. So I'm at your mercy. And Father, I ask you, Spirit of God, for Christ's sake, that you would touch hearts in the building. I pray that we'd be receptive to truth and illuminate our mind and our heart. Lord, if there's one here that don't know you as their Savior, I ask you that this be the day that the Spirit of God would draw them and save them before it's eternally too late. Touch your people in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Again, I'm preaching on Satan's plan and the Savior's protection. Folks, we got to understand that the text is very clear, and I'm going to repeat this so you'll hear it again, that we are in a wrestling match, but it's not with flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places, and we will reveal that. We live in a time where it's almost like the church, the body of Christ, has forgotten that we really do have an enemy or an adversary. The Bible says, and it's not taking it out of His Word, to be sober, to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, folks, he's seeking to devour those that are unsaved, to keep them from being saved. And he's seeking to devour God's people so he can denounce and he can pounce on the gospel and make us a bad testimony before a lost and dying world. Now, I want you to notice something. Now, you probably have already noticed this. But as Paul is giving this to the people of Ephesus, I want you to back up. The people and the things that are dealt with before he says finally or from now on finally. Before that, folks, get this. In chapter 5, he's dealing with the marriage. What he said, submit yourself to the husband of his wife, love your wife as Christ loved the church. He's dealing with the marriage. And then when he goes on the verse, or excuse me, chapter number 6, chapter 5, he deals with marriage behavior. Chapter number 6, he deals with children and parent behavior. And then also in chapter 6, with our job or career behavior. And then he said, finally. See, I think there's a connection there. If you'll think about it, you might agree with me. If not, that's okay. That the Lord is showing us where the wiles or the tricks or the schemes of the devil will come at us. Get a hold of that. The Lord is letting us in on it. He will attack in our marriage. Amen. You say, preacher, I have the perfect marriage. No, you don't. Because we're imperfect. You have a biblical one. Hello. The old preacher said him and his wife never went to bed angry at one another. He said, but they've spent 3 or 4 days up at one time before. Satan will attack the marriage. Or can I say the home? He'll attack the home. He'll attack the children. That's right. He's working in the family. And then whatever role you play in the family. Daddy, mother, children, he will attack. Folks, that's why daddy, mama, and children, to be sober, to be vigilant, because you have an adversary, the devil, and he is doing his best to scheme and confuse you. God's not the author of confusion. To tear down the home. Can you understand, folks, that without the home, the church will not exist? The Lord established the home hundreds of years before he established the church. And if your family is not spiritual, the church you go to won't be spiritual. He'll attack every position of the home. Then he'll attack you on your job. He will attack you on your job. It doesn't matter. Hey, folks, you're going to shine his light in this world. The devil's going to attack on your job. He'll bring you face to face with somebody working for him that works on your job. Come on. You'd be amazed at the stories I hear, and you have them yourself, of what Christians go through on their job. Amen. It's Satan. It's the devil. Do you remember Job? I'm trying to let God lead this message. Y'all pray for me. Try not to get ahead. I'm trying to listen to this Holy Spirit while I speak to you. If you've never tried that, you need to pray for me. You remember Job? It's very solemn in here today. That's all right. It's a solemn message. If a gnat burps, I'll hear him. Satan attacked Job in four ways. Number one, he attacked his family. Number two, he attacked his finances. Number three, he attacked his fitness, his health. Number four, he attacked his faith. And he used the first three for the sole purpose for number four. How do you know that? Hey, the devil told God, hey, let me do this, let me do that, and I promise you he'll do what? Curse you to your face. The devil said he's not real, he's fake, he's a hypocrite, and he loves you because everything's going good. Let me strip some things. Let me have some things in his life, and he'll curse you. Hey, what he's wanting to do for Job to say, I missed it. God is not good. And that's the whole purpose of the devil fighting you in your home, fighting you on your job, for you to say, I'm done with this. It's too hard. I don't want any part of it. And technically curse God to his face. I don't want anything else to do with him. I'm not going back to church. I'm not going. Hey, folks, that you understand? That is the devil. The Lord will never tell you to quit church. The Lord never tell you to quit reading your Bible. The Lord never tell you to quit trusting him. When those thoughts come to your mind, it is the devil. The same one that they spoke to God about Job. The same one that's running to and fro. He is the same one testing us and tempting us today. We need to get our head out of the sand. Satan's real. We in last days. Do you understand? I understand no man knows the hour that the Lord's coming, but it's kind of like this. Y'all been watching these college games, and a lot of them come down to the wire. And a lot of them do what we used to call hurry up offense. I don't know if they call it, that's when we had leather helmets and no face mask and all that stuff. I'm not that old. But they'll go without a huddle. They're rushing what? To gain ground before they run out of time. Do you understand Satan is in hurry up defense and offense right now? He don't know when, but he's smarter than us. And I got enough sense to know the Word of God and see what's going on to know we're close. Amen. And he's smarter than us. So does he. And he's doing hurry up. He's working harder. Even his cohorts are working with him. Folks, God has chosen to use man to get his word out. Satan is a counterfeiter. He has chosen to use man to defile it. Boy, there's so much I got to preach here. Lord, help me. I'm going to notice verse 11 and 12. I'm going to jump into this outline. In verse 11 and 12, I probably will not get any farther. I smell beans cooking somewhere. I want you to notice and I want you to recognize the adversary. Look at verse 11 and 12. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me ask you something, church. Do you really believe that? Do you really, really believe the Bible? Amen. We just live like that ain't really happening. I see God's people really not even thinking that, you know, Satan is the little g god of this world. That's what the Bible said. Everything worldly, he operates it. He oversees it. He dictates it. Now, his time's coming to an end. But right now, he's called the God of this world. That's why it blows my mind, folks. Every outlet that gives us information is a part of this world. And Satan's the God of it. You can call me what you want. I don't believe nothing on the news. I don't believe nothing.
That's right.
I don't care where it's coming from.
That's right.
Well, preacher, how are you surviving? I don't watch it. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know doeth for everything, for all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. For all harm's sake, in a sheltering arm, I'm living by faith and I feel no alarm. You need to be up on current events. I wouldn't be if I get somebody telling me the truth about them. Well, you just need to trust what they tell you to do with your health. Trust what they tell you to do with your home. I don't trust them because they're part of the God of this world. I don't walk around trembling, and I don't walk around all to pieces, and I don't tell the other people what to do. But you don't tell me what to do either. I'm living by faith by the grace of God. Now, look here. There's two things. We know who the adversary is not. For we wrestle what? Not against flesh and blood. See, you can physically see flesh and blood. You can physically strategize to defeat flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against that. Who is our adversary? But we are battling against principalities. Folks, that refers, by the way, the word demon is not in the King James Bible. Devils are. I don't keep calling them demons, because that's what we call them. We got to understand, Satan's the counterfeiter, but he is not omnipresent. And he's not omniscient. He don't know everything. He knows more than we do. Don't challenge him with yourself. He'll whip you every time. That's right. But however, hey, when he was cast out, I don't have time to read Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, but the Bible said in Jude verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, hath he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness. Folks, you can disagree with this, but the more I read this, the lower God cast out Satan. The commentaries say, theologians say it's not in the Bible. I don't know where they get it, but one third of them followed him. They wasn't cast out. Satan was cast out, but that one third left with him. Watch people that leave with somebody. Amen. Another message for another time. But he says, against principalities, against powers. Folks, you understand, there's ranks of evil spirits, just like military. Against the rules of the darkness, spiritual wickedness. Listen, where is that spiritual wickedness at? High places. Atmospheric heaven. You understand? The Lord's in the third heaven. A lot of people don't understand this. You have the first heaven, the clouds, the sky. Then you have the second heaven. What's called the second heaven is where the planets and all that. Somewhere right there is where Satan's working.
That's right.
Folks, you understand? You understand when the Lord raptures us? He's taken us through that.
Amen.
And there ain't a thing they can do about it.
Amen.
I'm going to give you something that somebody's going to say, that preacher has lost his mind. No. Don't let the world... See, this is a tactic of Satan, brother. Aliens. I'm in the text. Aliens. We got these people living here now. The Bible created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
He specified heavens, then earth. That's where he's created man.
Amen. That's right.
If he's a man anywhere else, we shipped him there.
Right.
I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm going somewhere. Well, preacher, you can't deny what they've seen, sights and things. No, I won't deny it. It's real. What they what we say, an alien ship, that stuff, that's real. But it's not an alien. It's a devil. It's a devil. You don't have to show me a video at the church. I believe you. But it's not an extraterrestrial whatever. It ain't E.T. It's a devil. What's she doing? Bringing confusion on the world. Area 51, all this stuff. Folks, that's just the way the world system set up to bring fear to the people. That's it. Now, some of y'all mad. Y'all ain't going to watch Star Trek again, are you? But these things and us as God's people, the Lord had to allow that to be saw, that to be film, that to be video. Why would the Lord? He wants us to realize, hey, my word is right.
Amen.
You better stay at the cross.
Amen.
I'm your protection.
Amen.
I have you sealed. I have you hedged. Amen. There is a real spiritual warfare out there.
Right.
Devils are here.
Right. That's right.
You better believe it. If I preached it any other way, I'd have to rewrite and reword that text. Now let me get on this, and I'm probably done. I don't know. You go back to the Garden of Eden. Satan, somewhere along the line before that, was already cast out. And he came to Eve as a serpent. You remember that? I can't explain it, but before the curse, the snakes walked upright. I don't know if the Lord just chopped off their legs. I don't know how that went down. But Satan began to talk to her. And I'm going somewhere with this, parents. I'm going somewhere with this. Two things. Here's the two ways Satan got her. Number one, he got her to listen to him. Then he got her to look at what he was pointing at. The Bible says we're not ignorant of his devices. We can't fight him within ourselves, but God give us enough in his word to know when we know it's him doing it, Satan doing it. Now, folks, he's not in this day coming in the form of a serpent and standing you and me and your children around some tree. He's not operating like that today. Here's what he's doing. He's getting parents so busy trying to make everything better for their children than they had it, working overtime. So what do we turn to? Well, can I tell you how Satan's bringing us down? That's how he's bringing us down. That's how he's hindering the church. Hello?
Yeah.
That's how he's doing it. Smartphones. And we don't realize they're smarter than we are. Through these devices. through these video games, through internet, through computers. But he's getting your home with two things, this and a video game. We're so busy. Here you go. Now, I understand. I had children, I got grandchildren. You can put limitations on this. I know that. You better.
Amen.
If you're going to hand your child your phone to watch a cartoon, you better. But I wonder how many here is actually doing that. And video games. Now, I don't understand it, but I do know if he can get us, I don't know where my glasses are, over there. If he can get us to listen and to look. Folks, you understand, the Bible says, lay aside the weight and sin which does so easily beset us. Everybody here has something, a sin, that's harder for you to get victory of daily than other things. We just getting real today. I have it, you have it. So what's Satan going to do? And guess what? If we didn't tell him, he wouldn't know what it was. You don't have to tell him through a conversation, just in your life. He'll make sure that he finds a way for you to look at it and listen to it.
That's
right. Satan, now folks, this thing within itself ain't going to bother you, but it's Satan using it.
Amen.
And us not making precautions. Folks, you understand, Satan has used this to cause people to commit adultery. I'm going to go ahead and say something to you. When you get on somebody's Facebook wall and it looks like they're having a glamorous life, they're struggling just like you are. They just lie.
Amen.
Don't get sucked into that. Well, I wish my husband like that. Boy, look at all them pictures. Boy, he's spoiling her. No, he ain't. That was all staged. She grumbles about him like y'all do us. It's a lie.
That's right.
Me get on there and boy, that friend of mine's wife, man, she takes pictures of all them good meals, and here I sit eating a TV dinner. She should have took a picture of the trash can when it had that wage box down in it. She just put it in her bowls. Satan's using those things. And then our children. He is using the same things that the devil's used that for young people to go forward and have premarital sex.
Right.
Young people, he's trying to draw you into perversion.
That's right.
He gets you to listen and get us to look. Ain't none of us exempt from it. All our flesh is wicked. Nobody in here has a glorified body and mind yet.
That's right.
And if you tell me you don't struggle with your flesh in some way, I'll tell you, yeah, you do. You miss one. Lying. You struggle with lying. You need to quit that.
That's right.
I'm not okay in sin, but any stretch of the matter, I'm telling you, we have an adversary.
That's right.
And he is the prince of the power of the air. And he brings all that here. He brings all that here. And he's trying to devour God's people. He's trying to devour. Folks, I've even looked, and here's what they got. I'm sure you can find them, because I know some people still got the old ones. But it'd do us well to find them phones that only call and text. You can't get internet on them. But you know what? They ain't selling them. Well, we're trying to make more money off it. No, the devil's, that's what the devil's telling them. But the devil says, if they get off of that, I won't have them hooked on whatever anymore. They won't listen to that, and they won't look at that anymore. Some say, well, preacher, you ought to be more spiritual and it not bother you. Yeah, maybe so. But we're not. Oh, hey, folks, we walk by faith, not by sight. Hey, walk in the Spirit, you won't feel the lust of the flesh. But folks, that battle, that pull is still there. Parents, be careful with the video games you let your kids watch. I was made aware of one. I never heard of it. I don't know anything about video games. If you don't talk Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and that's a fact. That's far as I go. I don't know anything about nothing else. I hadn't played them. And I'm not making me more spiritual, because if I ever played one and got the hang of it, that'd be a battle for me. Because number one, I'd be shocked if I got the hang of it, and if I was good at it. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm super spiritual, and you're not, but what's going on in that video game? Murder, fornication, cursing, fighting demonic beings. And daddy, mama, we walked up to the counter, gave $100 for it. Or do you buy them now, or you just, what do you do with them now? Do they have video game stores anymore? Huh? You got to download them. All on credit card. See, I didn't know that. Some of you daddies are getting red-faced. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not, because I understand my flesh. But we're doing that now to keep having to deal with them. You know how our parents dealt with us? They beat the fire out of us and give us enough to do outside. We didn't want, hey, we dead tired before we got back in. There you go. That's right. I mean, they just, you know, you push the right button, it's on. Yeah. I've done told you before, I ain't been any breakdancing. Didn't know it. But in the 80s, I'd go to school dances and I'd see people break. I said, I done that last night. But my daddy was strapping my legs. Because I was being disrespectful. Because I didn't do what I was told. Yeah. Multiple chances. I crossed the line. Oh, we don't do that anymore. Yeah, that's what the problem is. You got to understand, Satan wants your children. He wants our children and wants our grandchildren. He's trying to destroy them. We better run to God's protection. Now, I don't have time to go to the whole armor of might tonight. Don't know, but I've just been doing my best to preach, because we are all in it together. No, nobody's up here. We all live in this life by faith, and we understand that if we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, and we allow this flesh to do what it wants to do, Satan's going to lure us to things. Are you listening to me? Folks, do you understand how close, I don't know the right, I know the right word, but I don't know whether to say it, predators are to this church? Two were arrested a quarter of a mile from here. I tell you what's bad. It goes weeks before it's made public. Why? If it had been a Christian, there'd have been camera crews here. Why? Because Satan has sent them here. We better be careful. God help me. Folks, I'm preaching this not in arrogance, but in fear and in trembling. In fear and in trembling. I'm not arrived. Folks, this body hadn't been changed yet. This mind, folks, we have the old man and the new man, and they're battling every day. They're battling, they're fighting every day. See, the thing is, the Bible's clear, we wrestle. Did you get that? We wrestle. Well, I'm so spiritual, I don't wrestle. Don't do that. We wrestle. We battle. We fight. Not to keep salvation. That's under the blood of Christ. That, I'm God's child. Praise God forever. But we wrestle. Paul said, I fought a good fight. And the most ignorant thing we can get in our mind is that we are not wrestling. That's just make-believe. There's really no devil, and there's really no devils. There's the devil and devils. There's really no satanic control of worldly things. And, oh, our mind's bigger than that, better than that. You keep telling yourself that, you'll be in trouble. You'll be in big trouble. But we live our life every day. We jump up. I'm talking to us all. I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. And we pass by our relationship with Christ. We never ask Him to help us. We never ask Him for the ability to live through us, to walk in the Spirit. Because you know why? We forget about we're wrestling. And it's not against flesh and blood. It's against satanic. Somebody preached this. I guess he's preaching on Goliath, I reckon. But the title of the message was, "You're never too tall, but you cannot fall." Lord, help me. Lord, help us. Let's all stand. Courtney's coming. The altar's open.